I don't know what it is about fishing. You can always get a good story from fishing. Father Lonnie, our celebrant at this Mass, he's a fisherman, and he has lots of fishing stories. Yesterday at lunch over at the priest's retirement center next door, he told a story of catching a big red fish at the coast last year. He was in waders in waist-high water, and as he cast out, a big red fish took off with the hook, and he fell over, and his waders filled with water. He struggled to get up and reel in the fish at the same time. He said he fell three times. Father Fred Chalupa interrupted him and said without hesitation, "And Jesus fell three times, Father Lonnie." Father Lonnie finally got the fish into the boat and finally got the water-filled waders off. And as a side note, the only part of the fishing story that is confirmed to be true is that he really did catch that big redfish because we got to eat it. My short fishing career started and ended when I was 8 years old. My father and I went fishing then, and we were out all day and caught nothing. I remember my father told me, "Mike, if I had a nickel every time you said the word boring, I'd be a rich man." I found out that day, fishing is not for me. Fishing takes patience and preparation, and sometimes is disappointing. And this is exactly where we find the disciples in our gospel. A fishing story. A story of disappointment. A story that comes after the disappointing events of Jesus' passion and death. These seven disciples, and remember, the number seven in the Bible represents perfection. They're doing what society is expecting of them. They're working just like you and I at our jobs or at home with our families. They're back in the mainstream. That's not to say there's anything wrong with the mainstream. But Jesus is calling his disciples, and not only the original disciples, but you and I today, to something that is uniquely ours. He's calling us to further his ministry here on earth. In our gospel, the disciples have been fishing all night in the darkness. This could be the image or symbolism of sometimes how we live our lives in darkness, perhaps in sin. The disciples were struggling while fishing, and they caught nothing. They realized that their work, doing what they think is best on their own, is not always successful. Then morning begins. Light begins to fill the sky. This is the image of the light that Jesus brings into our world. The image of Jesus standing on the shore is so powerful. Him standing on steady ground, solid ground, and his disciples are on the waving sea. And this is where we find ourselves sometimes. In our ups and downs in life, those times we are in rough waters, these are the times we often think we know what's best for ourselves and disregard what we have learned from Christ's teachings. Jesus, while standing on solid ground, gives the disciples direction. He tells them what's best for them. He tells them, cast your nets on the right side and see what happens. And they do. And they catch an enormous amount of fish. What if every decision we made, every career change, what if someone said, "You know, have you ever thought of being a deacon? Have you ever thought of discerning to be a priest? What if before we say no, or before making that important decision, we listen to the direction from Jesus? As with the disciples, our nets would also be full. Jesus didn't change a little water and a little wine at Cana. He made jugs and jugs of fine wine. He didn't just multiply enough loaves and fishes to feed a few people. There were abundance of food left over. And it wasn't a few fish the disciples caught in our gospel. It was 153 in one catch. Brothers and sisters, this speaks of Jesus' abundant love he has for us and his promise to be with us throughout our life as a companion and reveal to us what we are to do with our lives and who we are to be. And that takes on our part asking and taking direction from him. It's very interesting, just before Jesus' passion, he tells Peter that he will deny him three times before the cock crows. Jesus uses the image of an animal that wakes up people in the morning. It's as if Jesus is giving Peter a wake-up call and saying, Peter, remember you're human. You're going to mess up. You have limitations like everyone else. Realize that. We too have limitations. We too have our wake-up calls. And we have to realize we're going to make mistakes. We're not going to be perfect on this journey. But it gives me great hope with my many limitations that a man, Peter, can deny knowing Jesus three times, and Jesus forgives him, and then asks him to lead his church. No doubt we can see ourselves in the lives of these ordinary men who became leaders of our church. And we're very much like them. We too have experienced the joys of Jesus' friendship. And we too have denied him all too often. And with all this baggage we bring, he offers us unconditional love and forgiveness in a lifetime of being with us and being for us more than we are for our own selves. Jesus tells Peter, "Follow me." I think those words are for all of us. All throughout the Easter season, we're invited to give glory and praise to God for the gift of revelation we have in Jesus. Let us continue to listen to this word and to bring this good news to those who haven't heard it.